The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
It's time now to pay tribute to the late Nell McCafferty, a feminist icon who has died at the age of 80 after a long and difficult illness. We're joined by Alva Smith, feminist and LGBTQ plus activist, to remember the iconic journalist with whom I also worked for over 6 years when I was editor of the Sunday Tribune. Alva, how will you remember Nell McCafferty?
Well, I will remember her as, first of all, just an extraordinary woman, the like of whom we won't see again. There was only ever one Nell. And I will remember her as having really played an absolutely crucial role, dynamic role, in really working and fighting and leading us to make and to create a very different kind of Ireland.
In what way?
Well, I think that Nell, and it comes across incredibly well in that wonderful book, The Kerry Babies, about the Kerry Babies, A Woman to Blame. She was not afraid to take on the establishment. She was not afraid to challenge. And she did so specifically as a woman in the name of women and saying that freedom and equality should be there, available for all of us, men, women, whatever. And she really took on that charge, and she took it on in a way which was, I think, really quite rare. She was a radical, I think a revolutionary feminist, but she managed at the same time to bring that sense of her politics and what she was about, what she stood for, what she was fighting for, to out there to everybody in the wider world, not just in quite narrow circles. Nell got out there and spoke to everyone, and she said, "This is everybody's business."
There were several stages to her career. Her early career was very much in reporting upon the things that were happening in Derry and in Northern Ireland in the early years of the Trouble. And she provided what was to many people in the South, I think, quite an uncomfortable insight as to the reasons why the issues were driving along the IRA at the time, coming from the heart of Derry. But then, perhaps more significantly, in the Republic of Ireland, Alva, she very much held a mirror up to what was going on in this country and the treatment of women from the time that she moved down in the 1970s to live in Dublin and to work for the Irish Times. Tell us in particular about her importance in fighting for contraception and other female rights that we now take for granted but couldn't be back in the 1970s.
Well, what's so fascinating is that, you know, Nell was really dauntless, and she was undaunted by any kind of institution. And she was one of the founder members of the Irish Women's Liberation Movement. And, you know, it's useful to remind ourselves that our former president, Mary Robinson, was actually a kind of an advisor to the Irish Women's Liberation Movement and has spoken out today, of course, and paid tribute to Nell. And I think that was in the very early 70s, when women did not put their heads above the parapets. And Nell and the other women in that really quite small group, mainly journalists, actually, really didn't just put their heads above the parapets. They got out there on the streets, and they, for example, went into pubs and demanded that they be allowed to drink pints, not just in the snug, but in the general pub, not because they were all desperate for pints necessarily, but because women, it was terrain that women were not allowed to occupy, just as they went and jumped into the sea at the 40 Foot in Dún Laoghaire. Why? Because women were not allowed to swim there. So, you know, Nell was absolutely about getting out there, getting onto the streets, getting out to the 40 foot, getting into those places where people were and saying, we deserve to be here, we're entitled to be here, we will be here, and we're not going away. And the contraceptive train, which she and other women went on, I'm just thinking of dear Maureen Johnson, who went on that train with her, as did many other women. That was really very important because, as you say, you know, you couldn't get contraceptives in this country. It sounds absolutely ridiculous. You couldn't get contraceptives. So the bold lassies took off up to Belfast and came down with boxes, boxes of condoms, and demanded pretty well to be arrested. And I think the Garda Síochána down here, no doubt instructed by, you know, whoever was in charge of such things at the time, the Garda Commissioner or Minister for Justice or whoever, stayed well away from them, didn't go near them, because I suppose they reckoned that at that point there would have been a riot. Women would have got out on the streets and rioted. But Nell did say, when she spoke about that later, she said, you know, we did have a moment's panic. We were worried. We weren't quite as blasé about it all as we seemed. And then I think I was referring earlier to a woman to blame, the Joanne Hayes case, that, you know, that was all part of how writing that book, going down to Tralee, doing the research, when nobody else was actually talking about the case, nobody else was talking about how Joanne Hayes was being treated and somehow held up as, you know, the criminal in this, whereas in fact the shoe was very much on the institutional foot.
Alva.
So those things were all very important.
They were. She also remained active into the 21st century. The last time she did a lengthy interview here on The Last Word was back in 2018 in advance of the abortion referendum. And we're just going to play a short extract from it.
Okay, yeah.
This whole discussion we're having these days about abortion, it isn't a discussion at all. For example, those who call themselves pro-life, I call them now pro-birth. Once the baby is born, you lose all interest and you're on your own. And that's why I say, well, shouldn't we be discussing homelessness? And in order to reduce the rate of abortion, shouldn't we be discussing the use of artificial contraception, which pro-lifers have not been asked about? If I remember 1983 correctly, they were all against the use of artificial contraception, because they said it wasn't about the fashion. And they're not being asked that question now, nor are they addressing it. And indeed, I'm looking at their poster saying, love both pregnant women. And I think, why are you wiping out men? Have you such a low opinion of men that they can't be considered? Are you afraid, instead of saying love both, do you say love menage a trois? They don't mention it, and they're not out campaigning against homelessness. They're not out talking about artificial contraception. And indeed, Matt, when the government talks about it, our ministers, I notice Leo Varadkar does not in the same breath talk about abortion and the use of contraception.
Let's actually play one more clip from that interview, when she also talked about the importance of providing adequate housing in the country.
We could, if we had a mind, we are McAlpine's Fusiliers, we could build 100,000 houses in a year, as was done in Britain. Well, they built 300,000. Macmillan in 1946 after World War One.
After World War Two.
World War Two, sorry, yeah. He built first day in office, war-decorated hero. Churchill came to him and said, I want you to build 3 million houses in the next 3 years. Macmillan goes home and writes his diary. Housing is not my cup of tea. There's a shortage of concrete, steel, wood. He produced 3 million houses, Matt, within 3 years, and Churchill said, people will call you beloved, and indeed Macmillan became Prime Minister. And most of those 3 million houses are still in use today as social housing in good nick. I was speaking to Bertie Ahern about that 3 weeks ago. I said, Bertie, I think if you were in charge of housing, you would build it in a year. He said, yeah, it could be done. That's all it takes, a year, 100,000 houses, then we're in a position to welcome houses, there will be, or to welcome births, there will be room at the inn. I don't hear, especially the pro-lifers, I don't hear them talk about building social housing to facilitate a happy birth or a willing birth, a willing pregnancy. Not a bleep out of them.
The full interview, it's about 21 minutes or so, that I conducted with Nell back in 2018, is now available as a podcast wherever you get your podcasts, if you look for The Last Word podcast. But I leave the last word to you, Alva Smith. If you could briefly just sum up how we should remember Nell McCafferty, please.
Oh, I think we should. I think we should think of her very much as someone who was very kind, very empathetic, but also very feisty and very fierce, and who never lost her touch, as we heard in that in those clips that you played, Matt, who never lost her sense of the importance of standing up for those who are oppressed, who are being treated unjustly, who for standing up quite simply for freedom and for equality and for justice at all times. She never lost that. And of course, she was so right speaking in 2018.
Okay.
And she just never lost that wonderful radical revolutionary touch and that sense that she was for and of all the people.
Alva Smith, thank you so much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.